Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Stupid things that lefties say. And just some of them.
Shows off at 10, Bob.
Exactly. Exactly right, sir. It is 7:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And if you're looking to beat the traffic before you head out, turn on the Bob Rose Show on your smart speaker. Just say, play 97.3 The Sky. You don't have to yell it.
It'll do what
I just did that for.
It'll do what it's told.
For effect.
Like it or not.
Yeah. Sorry about my big mouth, but there's people that have bigger mouths, and they say even far dumber things.
Yeah.
Joy Behar is one of them.
Oh, my goodness.
What stupid things is she saying? Oh, by the way, your top story is, you know, rioting on college campuses like Columbia and UCLA. So we'll stay on top of that for you. Of course, that's also, you know, in the news in the top and bottom of the hour. But, yeah, we'll catch up on that. And even Florida being recognized for what a great job they have done with not too many arrests. Well, they have 9 arrests.
Yeah.
Six of 9 were actually students.
Wow.
Which I'm surprised the percentage was that high of students.
Nice ratio.
Well, look, we know there's outside agitators involved in this kind of stuff for sure. But let's get back to Stupid Joy.
Okay.
She told her co-host on ABC's The View that those participating in the anti-Israel college campus protests across the country should be careful because they could help elect former President Donald Trump.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, you wouldn't want that.
That'd be awful, wouldn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin said the things that he says we should take literally. There won't be guardrails next time. There won't be Mark Esper or John Kelly. He says so. He's going to only hire loyalists and people who say the last election is stolen. So he's admitting he's going to staff a White House and the entire federal government with either liars or lunatics.
Have they looked around lately?
Yeah. Does she know about the weaponization that we know took place of the FBI? We have the text of, like, Agent Strzok, who was in charge of two of the biggest investigations that they've undergone in the last 5 years, or 10 years. Yeah, does she know about that? Okay. What about spying on Trump? Is she aware of that and lying
They laughed when he said that, Bob. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So, yeah, he's going to replace the entire federal government with either liars or lunatics.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of the cast of the show, Liars and Lunatics, they should just rename it. And now it's Liars and Lunatics.
Joy Bayer said, it's scary. Very scary stuff, and mostly, you know, when a child sets a house on fire, you don't give them another book of matches. He already was terrible as a president. Thousands and thousands of people died with COVID under his watch. Lots of kids protesting. I don't think they understand. Are you kidding me? He was terrible as a president.
Right.
The economy was growing leaps and bounds. Unemployment was at its lowest levels, and maybe most importantly, inflation had been held at bay. And she wants to try to put blood on the hands of Trump because people died with COVID. But you would never say maybe the New York governor at that time, right, who forced all those people back into their nursing homes.
Oh, the ones that died? Those are the ones you're talking about?
Okay. And remember, you accused Trump of being xenophobic when he stopped flights coming from China. Remember that?
Yeah, they did do that, dude.
Yeah, and then when he talked about some possible help and remedies that were easily and cheaply available, like hydroxychloroquine and what was the other big one? Ivermectin, yeah. Yeah, when he talked about those, oh, all of a sudden, those are basically banned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doctors had trouble getting them.
So, yeah, of course. I mean, we know that she doesn't have a clue, but you know, she is an influencer, whether we like it or not, she is. And then she said, they say 26-year-olds and under are not feeling President Biden. President Biden can't feel his own feet. Of course they can't feel them.
Who's that?
And she said, this type of protest that we talk about, we talked about it yesterday, I think that will put Trump right back in the White House. Yeah, the protests, hopefully people will start to get a clue. Hopefully Jewish Americans will start to understand that Trump was probably one of the best presidents ever for people that support Israel ever.
Oh, but he's
the Abraham Accords and moving the our outposts there, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, and a staunch advocate.
Yep.
For Israel, not equivocating like this current guy does in his administration. Mm-hmm. It just, wow.
It is amazing.
And she goes on, she says, so they better be careful what they want. This is the generation that's going to lose their abortion rights and voting rights. Joy, I hate to tell you that if everybody keeps getting abortions, there's not going to be a generation to lose. Does she understand that?
No. And voting rights? You're going to lose your voting rights. Do they just sit around and come up with these little one-liners, or do you think they just, whatever comes to their mind?
Well, here's her final zinger.
Uh-oh.
You don't displace dissatisfaction with a dictatorship.
Oh, so if you're not happy with Biden, don't go get a dictator like Donald Trump.
A dictator.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
You know what a dictator would do? I wrote this down somewhere.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Joy Behar, dictatorship. What does a dictator do? A dictator might say, I control the borders. I don't care what the law says.
Oh.
And I'm going to make the borders wide open and bring in friends and enemies alike.
That sounds very dictatorial. Yeah.
I don't care what the national security issue is. I don't care about 70,000 Americans a year dying from fentanyl poisoning. I don't care. That sounds like a dictator.
It does. You're right.
Yeah. It's just, does she really, I'd like to crawl inside the minds of some of these people and try to find out who's a true believer.
Right.
And who's not. Wouldn't it be interesting? But if you got in the head of a lot of these people, they're true believers. And I've said it before, they're saying the same things about us. They think we're completely kooky to vote for Trump. But if you look at things, if you stand back and take things in a factual way, Donald Trump did a far, far better job than Joe Biden. And it's not just Biden, as we know. He's not really making any decisions.
Right.
They don't even let him talk to the media at all. Oh, Oh, no, I'm sorry. He could go on the Howard Stern show.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, right. You know, I haven't been a fan for a long time. I respect how popular and he's become. And I always considered him, whether I liked him or not, I'm talking about Stern, a very good interviewer.
Oh, absolutely.
Very, very good.
Yes,
you're and
right.
talented in that area. But I gotta tell you, I mean, he's going to lose some marks for totally kissing Biden's butt.
Oh,
I mean, it was just whatever. Oh, more stupid people. Michael Moore panics. Biden's chance of losing election is so great due to Israel. Oh,
what?
He must have got the same talking points that Joy Behar got. Yeah, make sure you talk to your audience, whoever will listen to you, and tell them, oh, yeah. Hey, Jewish people, don't vote for Trump. He's going to be a dictator. Give me a break. Yeah, that's bugging me. Now is your turn. What's bugging you? It's coming up next. Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now as you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
While the internet wallows on the all-consuming AI spin,
they're taking over.
If you cross them, they find ways to basically do propaganding.
No one thinks for themselves.
So what's bugging you?
That's right.
Big tech.
Hiding the real truth.
Woke AI.
Because the only spin that matters is yours. This is What's Bugging You?
Yeah.
Call now on 97.3 The Sky.
All right, what you got? You got something bugging you? Call in, air it out, get it off your chest like free therapy. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. 877-975-9825. Could be a small issue that is a irritant to you. Could be a huge issue that impacts the entire globe. Maybe the universe.
What if the Earth is flat?
You could bring that up if you want to. If something relating to that bugs you.
If it's not the globe, you know.
By all means, look. I'll take anything as a means of entertainment versus what's going on in the real world today.
Mike Johnson bugs me.
You know what I mean? Really? Why?
I'm trying to figure out. I mentioned it briefly earlier. Is he a wolf in sheep's clothing? It just, I don't know that I trust him. It just seems, when I see that the Democrats are willing to protect him, that concerns me a little bit.
Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, is not happy with him at all.
No, she's
and
not.
Lauren Boebert came out recently and said there wouldn't be any difference between him and Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat, as far as the speaker duties and level of effectiveness. I mean, what do you say about that?
I don't know what I think
about All right, call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is I read an article that the Biden administration wants to bring Palestinians over as refugees. Now, these are Palestinians that have already made it to Egypt, so that they've already been removed from the war situation. That bugs me. But one other thing, when you were talking about that, how the current current generation did not feel Biden. Well, they may have felt his leg hairs, but nothing else.
Oh, wow. That was
way
good.
To go.
That was very good, Jen.
Line of the day so far. Mm-hmm. Right there.
I like it. All right. 877-975-9825. Open Skylines right now. So call in now. And let's go to Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, back in December, beginning of December, I called your show, right, you know, when Israel was retaliating against the October 7th attack in Gaza. I called your show, and you know, the Middle Eastern countries were not taking any of those refugees. And Egypt, or none of them wanted to take them. And I told you at the time, I said, we are going to end up taking them. I made that prediction. And now it looks like I hit another one right on the head, if what you're saying is true. So they're going to keep doing that. We're funding both sides of that war over there. And we see what's happening here with the unrest that it's causing. And now they've got a CHNV program in the Immigration Service. And they're flying all these people in from Cuba, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Venezuela in the United States. And 80% of those people that they're flying in under this program are coming to Florida. 80% of them, 154,000 from Haiti already, 95,000 from Venezuela, 84,000 from Cuba, and 69,000 from Nicaragua. And it's only been in effect since last May.
Wow, so, I had no idea that I knew about all the flying them in. I've got information on that, and NGOs are funding a lot of this. Our own government is as well, and it's not good. I had no idea, though, that Florida was going to be kind of the landing spot for that. I know Governor DeSantis has done a lot to make sure that doesn't happen, but apparently it is.
Well, they were targeting both Florida and Texas. Imagine that.
Wow.
DeSantis and Abbott. But the one category there that does concern me, just because of like the headlines we've seen from Chicago and New York City.
Mm-hmm. The Venezuelans.
They are some nasty ones that have been coming in.
Well, yeah, they did like a crime statistic, and they account for 10 times the crime in Chicago that they should on a per capita basis.
Yeah.
Yep. And this is kind of the basis for a lot of this. What Nostradamus was referring to, the White House has reportedly been considering whether or not to accept Palestinians from Gaza as refugees amid Israel's war with Hamas. According to internal federal documents obtained by CBS News, senior officials in the Biden administration and the U.S. agencies have discussed the practicality of different options to resettle Palestinians from Gaza who have immediate family members who are American citizens or permanent residents. And they're trying to do damage control already for the Biden administration when it comes to the lefties.
Yeah.
You know, like Joy Behar and Michael Moore all coming out going, oh, yeah. Don't vote for Trump just because you're mad at Biden over the Israel issue, basically, wow. is what they're saying. But wait till they get a load of what I just shared. Wait till they get a load of that.
Yeah.
How are our pro-Israel folks going to react?
Uh-huh.
If you, knowing this, and you still vote, and you're Jewish, and you still vote for Joe Biden, wow.
That's putting them in an interesting position.
Yeah, so yeah. Follow logic and not
your emotion.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's go to It's What's Bugging You, by the way, in case I didn't tell you that. What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And, hey, Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. And remember, the Venezuelans paired with the Russians in Red Dawn against the Americans. But what's bugging me is that while this administration goes around scratching their collective Botox regarding why the deficit is so high and inflation is so high, here we are giving out $10,000 on free debit cards on taxpayer expense to 8 million people, and we wonder, we scatter them all across the country. They're putting upward pressure on inflation, and it needs to stop. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. The costs are astronomical. Governors are spending billions. That has to do with the failed immigration policies. Good morning, Katie. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is people conflating Palestinians with people who are Hamas, and understanding also that lots of Jewish people are very upset with what's going on in Gaza. That Netanyahu doesn't speak for all the Jewish people, and a vote for Biden, if you're Jewish, is not a bad thing.
I mean, would you admit that Trump has done more for Jewish and folks that support Israel than any modern president? Are you familiar with the Abraham Accords at all?
Yes, I am.
Right, do you understand the historic significance to that?
Sure, I do.
You don't think that's one of the greatest things that's been done since they actually formed the State of Israel?
One of the greatest.
But you're still gonna vote for Biden.
Absolutely.
God bless you. All right, I'll say a prayer for you.
Wow.
Gary, what's bugging you?
Wow.
Thank you for taking my call, sir. Anyways, what's bugging me? I'm a Florida resident, and I keep hearing on not only your show, but almost all the shows out there, that they say, oh, the Democrats are doing this and the Republicans are doing that. Well, unfortunately, you need to take the DNR out from in front of almost everybody that's up there, because ain't none of them different.
There's a few good ones, and what we need to do is give them more support. The real conservatives, like Kat Kamick, all right? Those are the good Americans, and we need to get rid of these lukewarm weasels like Speaker Johnson.
Yeah.
All right? But appreciate the input, and thanks to everybody participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, top stories, UCLA, Columbia, still a lot of unrest.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The dawn of a new era. even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news.
Now on North Central Florida's talk leader, 97.3.
The Sky.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hang in there, my friends. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 7:34. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Download the Odyssey app, and you can check out the podcast of the Bob Rose Show anytime. Audacy. You can find it in your app store. So we received a call during What's Bugging You. Somebody who was going to vote for Joe Biden, and she said, "There's nothing wrong, if you're a Jewish or whatever," and mentioned that Netanyahu doesn't speak for all Israelis. Well, right. I agree with that. Just like any leader in a democracy, you're not going to have everybody on board with you and your policies. So I'm not sure how that really kind of equates into things. But when I talked about the Abraham Accords, I mean, this is historic. The Arab countries sat down and signed an agreement saying that Israel does have the right to exist. I know it might be hard for some people to believe, but before that, there was nothing in writing. They wouldn't say that because they might not have felt that way.
Did Obama not put something together like that? Did they not name anything after him in Israel or anything?
No, but he got some kind of Nobel Peace Prize, which clearly Trump should have received. Obama got it before. I think, I don't even know if he... had spent 5 minutes in the Oval Office. But anyway, but here's something else, okay? What about the economy? A survey conducted by Gallup at the end of March found that 55% of Americans say they care about inflation a great deal. That's the highest level of concern recorded among all issues listed. And Justin Haskins for Fox News Digital points this out in an op-ed piece. But, I want to get it down to where we can actually get to some numbers. One of the most significant data points when you compare Trump and Biden, in other words, were you better off four years ago or whatever? Part of it is full-time employment. The Biden administration has spent significant resources trying to convince Americans that we are currently witnessing a booming jobs market, but that's very misleading. Yes, it's true. A high number of jobs have been added since Biden has entered the White House. 15 million jobs have been created since he took office. However, most of those jobs were recovered after the COVID-19 related lockdowns ended. They were not newly created. According to Bureau of Labor Statistics, the current employment level is about 3 million jobs higher than it was in 2020, just before COVID-19 pandemic began. By contrast, the economy added 6.33 million jobs in Trump's first 3 years in office. Most importantly, there's a stark difference in the quality of the jobs.
Okay.
Compared to pre-COVID-19 levels, a little over 2 million full-time jobs have been added under Biden, along with more than 1.18 million part-time jobs. In Trump's first 3 years, total employment rose by 6.33 million, but unlike with Biden, nearly all of those jobs were full-time positions. Part-time employment increased by just 17,000 jobs, less than 1% of the total of added jobs. That means full-time employment was three times higher under Trump's first 3 years than it's been so far with Biden in the White House. And this discrepancy continues to grow in recent months. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that the number of Americans with full-time employment dropped by more than 1.7 million from November of 23 to the end of March 24. So I just want to make sure that people are getting, the whole picture of what's going on. And if you're creating jobs and a lot of them are lower paying or part-time, and inflation continues eating away at that already paltry paycheck, I just, on the economy... I think it's pretty clear. On the border, I think it's exceptionally clear All right, but your choices are November.
But I've heard the White House say that Joe Biden provided all these jobs, and basically Trump lost more jobs than any other president. That's what they're saying.
Well, when COVID hit, yeah, there were a lot of jobs lost, but yeah. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Wayne, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to follow up on that caller. You did acknowledge correctly that Netanyahu does not speak for all Israelis. But Ben Shapiro has said repeatedly that right now it's a unity government. They've got opposition leaders in the war cabinet. He said if they held elections today, Benny Gantz, who's more left-leaning, would probably be the prime minister, but he would pursue the exact same policies because they're all in agreement. So it's kind of, you know, he's just shooting out there.
Thanks. No, that's very interesting to point that out, that right now they're unified in the cause. They're unified against Hamas. So, yeah, that would make a lot of sense. Even if Netanyahu weren't the prime minister, they would still be following the same policies. Thanks for pointing that out. Mm-hmm. It is 7:40 on the Bob Rose Show. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. The top stories are still this unrest on college campuses. Really crazy when it comes to, like, UCLA. I mean, they were rioting. They could be. It could be continuing right now. I mean, the last time I checked, an hour or so, riot, police storm anti-Israel encampment at UCLA after mob turns violent. And then also, of course, you had New York City Police Department officers that had to deal with repeated acts of violence at the City University of New York to end the occupation of Hamilton Hall at Columbia University. Meanwhile, riot police were called to UCLA's campus after clashes between protesters and counter-demonstrators escalated. And they're beginning to see a bit of a pattern here. And hopefully, you know, the truth tellers will get the information out about the percentage of those that are being arrested and questioned and all that. What percentage are actually students that belong to that particular university versus these outside agitators? Now, remember, it only takes a couple of agitators to foment, you know, a violence, and they're teaching the younger set how to do things in a more nefarious and dangerous way, dangerous and nefarious for anybody who's in opposition, including law enforcement. So, yeah, that's what's kind of unfolding there. And I mentioned this earlier, at the same time, the White House is seriously considering bringing in Palestinian refugees. Again, I think that should be a concern to all citizens, but I can only imagine what pro-Israeli folks must be thinking about the idea of that.
The one difference, and I'm not playing devil's advocate here, it's just because I brought up earlier this morning, it's like, what about the whole, you know, vetting of them? At least it sounds like the way they're describing it is kind of the way immigration was supposed to be all along, where you had to have somebody here already, a citizen, permanent resident. You didn't just come strolling in and we start handing you stuff. It still doesn't necessarily clarify what those people may have been into, their history, their beliefs, and you're bringing in them here. That can be a concern.
Well, if you're going back in time in terms of immigration, there were countries that we didn't necessarily take people from.
Oh, you had to be like-minded, if you will, for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you're right.
And what you've seen with, the Palestinians, what you've seen is, look at Dearborn, Michigan.
Yeah.
And look who they elect to Congress.
Yeah.
And they're it's anti-American rhetoric.
We have Omar and Tlaib. That should tell you something right there.
And these people didn't just get here yesterday.
No.
And like Omar, I mean, she should thank her lucky stars and bless the ground that she walks on every day because she was able to get to America. She was a refugee. Mm. And she rose to the position of being a representative from Congress. And still she bashes America.
She should be back in Somalia.
She
should.
Yeah. Think about that mindset. Oh, and by the way, speaking of Congress folks, Congresswoman Kat Kamick is going to join us in about 20 minutes or so. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. Now, slowly, maybe some folks are coming around to the idea that whole sanctuary city thing probably wasn't great, especially if their constituents are seeing their tax dollars go out the window to take care of these people. Republicans in North Carolina have advanced legislation to outlaw sanctuary jurisdictions.
Nice.
We'll see how that goes. In the meantime, the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, let's talk to Jen. You're on the air.
Good morning, guys. With the Black Hawk Down movie, et cetera, with all the violence that was in Somalia, I lived in a community that accepted a number of them as refugees. The local population was having a fit and falling in it because one of the people from our town was one of the ones that was dragged through Somalia. And we were all called racist, et cetera, et cetera. But let me tell you what it did to the town. Violence, theft, all this stuff just broke out, and it messed the town up. So that's my 2 cents.
All right. So the anecdotal evidence, you were there.
She lived it. Yep.
Been there. Seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Like I said, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be with us after the top of the hour. So hang in there. More headlines on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Sean Hannity.
Now, this $1 billion in Palestinian aid, where did that money go?
3 weekdays.
It went towards building terror tunnels and buying munitions so they could kill Israelis.
On News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Immigration, migration, newcomers.
Oh, newcomers.
Yeah, illegals, illegal aliens, trespassers. Who knows what the term of the day will be? I think we all kind of know. But did you know this? I've got this from the New York Post. The bulk of migrants who qualify for the Biden administration's mass parole program are flying into Florida. This, according to subpoena documents that released Tuesday by Homeland Security Committee, the House Homeland Security Committee. And we're going to have Congresswoman Kat Kamick on in just a few minutes after the top of the hour. So stick around for that. I'm going to ask her about it. Under Biden's controversial border policy, migrants from Cuba, Nicaragua, Haiti, and Venezuela who obtain a U.S. sponsor pass a background check and demonstrate that parole is warranted based on significant public benefit or urgent humanitarian reasons are allowed to fly into U.S. ports of entry, where they will receive work permits and authorization to remain in the country for 2 years. Yeah, only for 2 years. Then they'll leave, right? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
The Department of Homeland Security has processed more than 400,000 migrants via just this program, the Mass Parole Program. 400,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And here's the top 15 cities that those who qualified for this so-called program flew into over an eight-month span. Miami leads the way, 91,000. Fort Lauderdale, might as well be, I mean, it's the same area, 60,000. So really, between the two, 150,000. This is just in 8 months.
Wow.
Compared to New York City in the same program, they got less than 15,000. Houston, Texas got about, 8,000. Then you go come back to Orlando, 6,000. L.A., 3,200. Last time I checked, L.A. was far more populated state with a city with a lot more resources than Orlando. Tampa, 3,200. Versus Dallas, 2,200. Again, Dallas versus Tampa. Dallas is much larger. San Francisco, that's a large city, metropolitan. They only had to deal with 2,000 via this program. Atlanta, 1,800. Newark, New Jersey, 1,500. Washington, D.C., 1,400. Chicago, 500. Vegas, about 500. Austin, Texas, the most liberal city in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
171.
What?
You got it right.
So what? Is this a not in my backyard kind of thing?
Well, the numbers would bear that out, that theory, if you will.
What was Orlando again? Not that they're the most conservative spot in the world, but
Orlando, 6,000.
6,000 to Orlando and 171 to Austin.
Correct.
Interesting.
Isn't it?
It is.
I mean, those are your numbers, and We're going to ask our congresswoman about that and what she's doing now. She obviously, she doesn't answer to or for Governor DeSantis, but we'll find out, you know, what possible role the Congress can play in this, what she's heard. These policies are ridiculous. And again, I say, you know, there are folks that are still going to vote for Joe Biden.
Yep.
Regardless of all this other information, I have to even wonder if their family is impacted directly.
Mm-hmm.
Like if an illegal commits a serious crime against them or their family,
would they
change their mind on that? Because remember the mayor in Athens, Georgia, he stuck behind the sanctuary city policy. Now, he did it in private emails. He defended it right after that Riley Lakin was murdered. By an illegal.
Made no difference, did it?
Not to him, apparently. Now, you know, he was smart enough not to say that publicly, but it doesn't matter because those private emails got released. And so you know how some of these lefties really feel. Really? Even though your community, you saw it happen on your watch, you're still saying you don't have a problem with it. I don't understand that. Does this guy not have daughters or maybe even grandchildren? He's not concerned about escalating crime. We already told you about the numbers from the Venezuelans that came to Chicago committing 10 times the crime on a per capita basis than the rest of the population around. 10 times. And we're talking Chicago, where there's a shortage on saints.
Yeah. They got plenty of crime, though.
Okay. Oh, and I mentioned this earlier. So Republicans in North Carolina are working legislatively to outlaw sanctuary jurisdictions. On Tuesday, the Senate's Judiciary Committee approved a bill that will require North Carolina police departments and sheriff offices to cooperate with ICE agents when they're trying to take custody of a criminal illegal alien. Can you believe there are still those that say even if they do commit a serious crime, we're still not going to hold them until ICE can get there?
Unreal. How stupid is that? And then we keep saying crimes against Americans over and over and over.
It goes against any sense of logic. It makes you say, why do you hate your community?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you hate your community? Because no normal person would unleash this kind of thing on their own people.
Well, normal.
But yeah.
Clear thinking, logical, you're right. But you're talking about Democrats.
True.
That is the common denominator here.
This bill, if approved, would ensure that North Carolina sanctuary jurisdictions, of which there's numerous ones, probably Mecklenburg County, one of the largest, can no longer shield criminal illegal aliens in their custody from immigration enforcement by refusing to turn them over to ICE agents. I mean, if you're a sanctuary city and you believe in that policy, they literally will lock criminals up and let them go without letting ICE know. That is just...
There are no words for that.
I don't know how those people... Say. How do you sleep at night? Can you look yourself in the mirror in the morning? Especially when you know the damage has been done in your community. It's right there in front of you. All right, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick coming up in just a couple of minutes. Thanks for tuning in to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We're live, we're local, we are 97.3 The Sky. Stay tuned.
Misinformation, whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need the Sky to cut through this static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.